Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality on Father's Day 2018. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to all you children of fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. And today we're going to talk about fathers and happiness because, listen, we're all so different. I say we're as different as our fingerprints, and our fathers, regardless of their behavior, have a huge, huge influence on happiness. And quite frankly, fathers and mothers, but since it's Father's Day today, we're going to talk about the effect that your father, and this is a one-on-one, this is an individual, you've got to look in the mirror and answer these questions, how your father has contributed, either added or subtracted from your happiness. It's going to be really, really interesting. At least that's what I think. Listen, Reality Spirituality for all my new listeners. Welcome to all my new fans, all the new people that I've come in contact here in Oregon. I really appreciate the emails. I appreciate the good feedback. I appreciate all the questions. Thank you for welcoming me into Oregon, especially after living in California for, 99.9% of my life. It's really It's a journey, and it's an experience that every day teaches me more about me. Let's talk about this show. This show, The Truth About Happiness, The Reality Spirituality. And if you want to call in and speak with me live, you can. Area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. My whole purpose for being on this planet is to find answers of how to experience more happiness on this journey, how to feel more at peace. And when I say happiness, when I say happiness, my definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace, to be rooted in peace and contentment and satisfaction and balance and all of those things all put together. It's really the foundation. It's the core. It's the core of who I am. And when I say that, I mean being able to be at peace. Oh, see, you know how I always start with a definition, then I go on and on and on. Okay, let's narrow it down. Bullet, Rebecca, you talk about bullets. Let's make a bullet. The definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace regardless of what is happening and regardless of what's not happening. It doesn't matter what happens to you. It doesn't matter what anybody says to you. It doesn't matter your bank account, your health, your relationship. Nothing matters. In fact, nothing has to change in any moment for you to feel, for you to get rooted into and to be at peace with yourself and to be at peace within this life. And let me tell you something. It is hard work. It is harder to say it. I mean, no, it's easy to say it and harder to practice it. And what I want to share is happiness is a skill that is practiced every single day. every single moment, especially you practice it when you are in the presence of other people's company. But what I learned a couple of weeks ago from my number one and only son, he had the nerve, you know these kids, he had the nerve to tell me about getting along with other people. He says, Mom, you can't get along with other people if you can't get along with yourself. Huh? Well, what does that mean? I'm living here in the middle of the forest, isolated, out. I don't need to see anybody unless I come out teaching classes or getting a massage or getting a facial. I really don't need to go out and see people. But when the challenge becomes, can I be at peace surrounded by nature, surrounded by beauty? Can I remain at peace? I know we're going to get to the Father's Day in just a second, but it really is a big question. And what I've discovered is it doesn't matter the surroundings. This peace, this happiness, this feeling, this vibration of contentment, and you know it is a vibration, and you know the vibration of feeling ease and peace and content and happy and just satisfied and balanced with life. You know how that feels. And that feeling can come and go because that's how life is. It is a roller coaster of emotions. It is a roller coaster of feelings. But even acknowledging that alone and knowing that, okay, this is life is going to throw curveballs, and life is going to throw challenges from health to money to death to relationships. It's going to throw all that stuff in. But it really depends on what you are, what is your foundation, what are you rooted in. And if you make a commitment to root yourself into to always want to trust and to be happier and feel that peace in every moment, regardless of what's happening, that's step one. And it is a commitment, it is a skill, it is a way of life. You know, we all, I went to the farmer's market yesterday, and, you know, you run into new people all the time. I run into new people all the time. And the interesting thing about this life is, there seems to be, now I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but there seems to be organizations or clubs or you know, from Toastmasters to PETA to vegans to vegetarians to paleo. I mean, there's always something that we can fall into or grab a hold of. But what if we didn't have that external? What if we didn't have that group? What if we were in total isolation? See, total isolation, all you're doing is just you. There's nothing else but you. Are you able, can you be at peace with just yourself? Now, don't try to throw a father into it. Don't try to throw the influences of a father into the mix. I usually like to start the show with what's in the news, and I forgot last week, but today I remember what's in the news. And it's just going to be really, really short. Beyoncé is out on her tour, and for people who don't really follow Beyoncé, I'm letting you know, she is I think the best female entertainer alive, just the best female entertainer alive. And Prince was the male best entertainer alive, if you have that question. Anywho, she has a song that's out, that's been out. It's called Resentment, and it's about a man. You know, you're in a relationship. It could be a man or a woman. You're in a relationship, and that person has quote unquote cheated on you, and that person has quote unquote lied to you. And the song that she writes, that she sings Resentment. It's a beautiful song. It's a powerful song. It's an emotional song. And she's talking about being lied to. She's talking about the reason why she has so much resentment and how much why she's feeling why her heart is broken. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but listen, it's too juicy. Why her heart is broken is because somebody lied to her. Now, I'm going to step in and challenge it, because if you're really rooted in and if you really want to be happier, you can't blame anybody else for your broken heart. It's not because she was lied to that her heart was broken. It always comes back to us. It's because of the expectations on somebody else. You have expectations that somebody else is going to be monogamous. Somebody else is going to be only dating you, only sleeping with you, only talking to you, only calling you. That is the expectation. See, the power comes all the way back to us, my dear audience. The power comes all the way back to us. It's not because somebody else lied to us. It's not because somebody else cheated on us. It's none of those things. If you can point your finger at someone else or something else to rob you of your peace, then guess what? You are actually giving away your power. Nobody has the power to make you feel bad, sad, fearful, angry, happy, none of it. We're bringing it all the way back to us. We're bringing it all the way back to the individual. We're bringing it all the way back to that person in the mirror. So I love you, Beyonce, but you can't blame your bitterness and your resentment on anybody else, but you can blame it on your expectations of somebody else. You can do that, and guess what? It comes all the way back to us. That's the power, though, people. That's the power. And see, the problem comes from this, you know, my second book, which I'm writing now, Program for Unhappiness. It comes because of the programming. We were programmed to believe that when somebody says they love us, then there are rules and there are expectations and there are, you have to behave in this way. And if you don't behave in that way, that means you don't love me. And if whatever, it just goes on and on and on. But I want to say there's something else that's in the news. And I was just watching this. I like to just watch a variety of television shows. And one of them is America's Got Talent. And there was a young man who loved to sing. It was his, you know, and he had a lot of views on YouTube. And he was invited. He actually was called. He was discovered to be on Glee. Now Glee is over, and now he's on America's Got Talent, and he's singing. But the interesting thing about this whole life is that life is filled with all experiences that I have to say will always change. And if you are rooted in, well, expecting something to stay the same and expecting something to be the same, you are going to be disappointed. But this young man was so, it was just so empowering that, okay, this is over. Now I'm stepping into a new phase of my life or new moments of my life. I mean, it's all about new moments. And when you're okay and when you're open to new moments, you will be happier. Now, what this show is, okay, Father's Day. And again, if you want to speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. If you listen to the show, you know I can get off on a tangent. But let's go back to Father's Day and father's roles, our father's roles in our happiness. When I was in California, I taught almost a little over 3 years the importance of happiness classes. And one of my students, several students, one of my students stands out because her father molested her when she was young. I believe, you know, under 10. And so she grew up feeling, I can't even imagine, I can't even get into anybody's skin that has had that experience of being molested by a father. But this woman was really tortured to the point where she, I remember her telling me, I'm never going to forgive him. And what happened was when she had two daughters, and I know there's a cycle, and I know it seems to, it doesn't make sense, but it happens a lot, that she allowed her daughters to be in her father's presence, and guess what? He did the same thing to both of her daughters. Now she's older. When I say older, she's in her 70s. And there's so much anger and there's so much dysfunction in the relationships that she has with her daughters and the relationships she has with self. It is just, I can't put a judgment on it, but it was big. It's huge. The influence that her father has had on her entire life, and especially getting to a point where, no, there's no forgiveness. I will never forgive him. I will hate him forever. In reality, my dear audience, whenever you have these feelings of hate or anger or I don't care how horrific it was, that hate and that lack of being able to forgive is a cancer that you have. And so the only reason why I was urging her to forgive, not for the father's behavior, but for her own growth and getting to a place of peace, because if you can't let go and if you can't forgive, you are actually robbing yourself of peace on this planet. My father was dominating, my way or the highway, force, controlling, opinionated, judgmental, and guess what? I grew up to be the same way. I remember there was a personality test that I took. My late 20s. And I took this personality test. And I remember looking at the results. And I told this story live before, but I remember looking at the results and not recognizing the person that they said, oh, this is your personality. I remember not saying, I don't recognize that person. I didn't recognize the person because I answered the questions the same way my father would have answered the questions. I basically was going through my life, journeying through my life like my father. And I remember certain instances and I remember certain times when I could feel myself breaking through or letting go of the big influence that my father had. And listen, his intentions, I have to say his intentions, these parents are doing the best that they can. And my father's intentions, same thing, the best that he could do. He thought that his way of life and living was the right way, was the only way, was the best way. And it was. For him. And if there are any fathers listening or any mothers that know fathers, scratch that, because I don't want any mothers to say, well, you're doing this, go to the father and say, well, you're not doing it correctly. No. If there's any fathers out there listening, I want you to know that your children, whereas you are responsible for their safety and for the food and shelter, this wanting your children to be like you, I'm just going to speak for myself. My father wanted my wanted me to be just like him, wanted me to think like him, wanted me to think the same things that he thought were important. He wanted me to think that they were important also. And I'm here to tell you that when you get to a point when you really commit and you want to be happier, you really, really want to be happier, you've got to let every person in your life go. You've got to detach from every single person, including fathers. Fathers have a responsibility. Well, you know what? That's not even true. Let me stop that because everybody's different. Let me just speak about my father. My father felt that he had a responsibility to teach me what he thought was important in life. And there were things that he taught me that I appreciate now, but the majority of it didn't fit with who I am, who I was, who I am. It didn't fit because even though he was my father, there were a lot of things that I just didn't agree with. One of the things that I knew I couldn't be myself around my father was because I knew his reaction. I knew that if I told him certain things that I did in my life, like if I'm smoking marijuana, or let's see, what else? Or if I'm dating two people at the same time instead of one, or if I'm, whatever it was, if it didn't fit into what he thought, what would come out, the criticism, the judgment. So in reality, there were a lot of things that I didn't share with my father. I was not able to be free and myself around my father. Now, my father was a man who would go out into public and social, and everybody loved him. But my father was also a different type when inside the house. And my father, listen to this, gave me my last spanking. And I said spanking, that's right, when you get hit by a belt numerous times. My father gave me my last spanking when I was 17 years old. Now, looking back on all of that, listen, I've gone through it. It's been a whole lifetime of letting go of a lot of shit and letting go of a lot of blaming and how could you hit a child? And my whole thing was judging myself at 17. How the hell did I stand still to let somebody beat me? Because the routine was lay on your bed, face down. Can you believe that? That's just what happened. Lay on the bed, face down, and then get the belt and whip, whip, whip in one spot until there were welts, black and blue marks. That was my upbringing. Now, I say that my father was responsible for breaking my spirit. I've said that before. And I said my father was responsible for a lot of things that I really didn't, that I adopted, that I really didn't like when I started doing the real work in the mirror, digging deep, 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 deep in the mirror. I know this is Father's Day. But I just want to say that, number one, these fathers are doing the best that they can. Number two, I could never change my father, even though there were so many, me and my father went back and forth, conflicts, arguments all the time. I remember one, and my father was a militant too. My father was a militant. And I remember one of our big fights was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, and how Larry Bird didn't get fouls called because he was white, and Magic Johnson got all the fouls called on him because he was black. Listen, I'm just remembering because it is Father's Day. But the arguments stem from talking about myself, for wanting to be right. Wanting my opinion to be right. Wanting to persuade someone else that they're wrong and I'm right. Arguments only happen because there is an investment of your ego. There is an investment that your ego wants to convince, prove, influence someone else that you're right. And as far as opinions go, people, as far as opinions go, everybody's opinion is right. If you want to be happier, if you really are committed to finding more peace and more happiness, everybody's opinion has to be okay and right. It's right for them. It may not be right for your ego, but it's right for, you know, sometimes I realize that I just start yelling at the show, and I got to change up my tone. I mean, I like the yelling, you know, the passion, but I can change my tone up a little bit. So I'm changing my tone. I'm consciously changing the tone to a softer, gentler voice. So back to the opinions. Letting people go, letting fathers go, letting fathers having their, if you're in conflict or you know, one of those people that has conflict with father, especially, you know, one of those fathers that knows everything, like mine, let them know, let it go. Let them have their opinion. You know, you want to give your father a good Father's Day gift, agree with him. You don't have to fall in step, but you can agree. All right, you're right. Okay, let it go. And that pertains to everybody, not only fathers. Now, the other thing about Father's Day, let's talk about obligations, because this holiday and obligated to call father and obligated to have Father's Day lunch and obligated to check in with father and give father a phone call and all that stuff. It's another programming. And I'm telling you right now, the program of obligation, there is a program of obligation to do, say, if I don't call my father or if I don't acknowledge my father, his feelings are going to be hurt. Well, tell your father. But if his feelings are hurt because you forgot to, or you didn't call, it's his, I know this is hard, it's his own fault because of the expectations. Letting go of your children, if you are a father, letting go of your children and allowing them to be free of all obligations is a Father's Day gift that you can give to them. Remember, the struggle is always internal. This struggle about finding peace or happiness is always internal. The suffering comes from thinking that something needs to be different in any moment. When I talk about a foundation, I'm talking about, you know, when you build a house, you got to have a foundation. And if you don't have a good foundation yet, well, you already know what's going to happen. If you don't have a foundation, so what I'm talking about, when I have these radio shows, is practicing behaviors that will eventually be your foundation for your life. These behaviors are behaviors that will add to your happiness. Add to your happiness. Here we go. You want to be happier? You make happiness your number one priority. That means it's over your children. It's over your relationship. It's your number one priority. The foundation. You want to have a foundation of more happiness? A moment-to-moment commitment to wanting to be happier. Surrendering whatever is happening in the moment, just surrendering, allow it to happen without resistance. Humbling the ego, this is a big one. humbling the ego. The more you humble your ego, the more you acknowledge that your ego is wanting you to turn right. You pat your ego on the head and you say, you know what, ego, not today. You humble your ego the only way, because let me tell you something. Why do you want to humble your ego? Because your ego does not want you to be happier. Your ego does not want you to feel peace, does not want you to be happier. Your ego, the job of the ego is to make you feel as miserable as possible for as long as possible. The more you discover who you are without any influence, without any parental influences, without that influence of the father, the more you discover who you are, the more you are yourself, you will be happier, which means accepting our fathers and letting them be themselves also without trying to change them or let them win all the arguments. Who cares? Who cares? The foundation of more happiness also has to carry this element of trust, meaning that you trust that whatever is happening is here to serve you and here for your betterment. I don't care how it feels. I don't care how it looks. Choosing your perspective, that adds to your happiness. You can go through life looking at it one way, you know there's one-way streets, one way, one perspective. When is the last time you've changed your perspective? I've never looked at it like that before. That is a change in perspective. And when you practice changing your perspective, guess what? It's going to be automatic. It's going to be part of who you are. You can change your perspective in a minute. Nothing has to change. But when you change your perspective, your life can change. You can grow. You can change just by changing your perspective. You don't have to look at life the same way all the time. You don't have to look out there into the political world and say, well, these people are good and these people are bad. And I'm telling you right now, if you're finding any fault with what anybody says or their beliefs, or their party affiliation, you find a fault with that, I believe, you know, that's what happened. Last week was the Pride Week. And somebody that I know was working the parade, meaning that they were in charge of security at the parade in Los Angeles. And so what happened was, you know, people are out there being themselves, celebrating themselves, and they're quote, demonstrators. You know, there are people that don't agree. There are people that say, well, you need to live your life this way. Counter-demonstration. Let me tell you something. Whenever you look out and you make it a point of voicing your opinion, especially in a public place, you are only subtracting from your happiness. You're only causing and creating conflict. You're not bringing any more peace to this world at all. What you're doing is you are contributing. You're contributing intolerance to the world. That's it. I don't care what your justification is. We all are contributing to this world individually with our vibration in every single moment. And whatever you are vibrating is your contribution. So if you're vibrating intolerance, if you're vibrating anger, if you're vibrating judgment, that's what you are also spilling out into the world. It's that, you know, that it's you. It's nobody else. It's you. But see, it's easy to look out and point our finger and say, oh, it's them. That's one of the things that adds to your happiness, is staying out of everybody else's business. The universe doesn't need your help, people. The universe doesn't need your help. Practicing behaviors that add to happiness and eliminating behaviors that subtract to happiness in every waking moment, living consciously, knowing what you're saying and what vibration you are putting out, will add to your happiness. And the more you practice, the better you get at it. The more you practice, the more you start mastering the skill of happiness. Let me tell you, this is something that I want to share, because this is, you know, reality, spirituality. I don't know about you, but the universe knows exactly what to do. The universe knows exactly what to do to bother me and push my buttons. I mean, they know exactly what to do. We're all so different. And my thing is, customer service calls and getting people on the phone that don't know what they're doing. This is another one of my things. Listen to this. Over-explaining. It really bothers me when people over-explain something, because I'm calling with an issue. I'm calling with a problem. I need you to get to the problem. I need you to, you know, bullseye on, focus on the problem, and come up with a solution. That's my personality. That's who I am. And the universe wants me to find peace in everything else but that. This week, and I'm not exaggerating, my dear audience, this week I was on the phone with Apple customer service, you know, the iPhone, iMac, the MacBook Pro, Apple customer service for 3 hours, 3.5 hours, from 5:00 in the evening, 8:30 in the evening. Now, I was transferred from one person to another expert. I need to call you back, to more than one of the customer service reps or more than one of the technicians. Excuse me. Sneeze. One of more technicians that love to explain technical things. And I'm telling you here with my left hand in the air, that technology, that computer savvy, it just goes in one ear and out the other, goes over my head, and I understand the personalities that like to explain. Well, you know, your computer's running like this because of the GB, terabytes, gigabytes, megabytes, and blah, blah, blah. What the, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Please don't try to explain to me. Please don't over-explain it, because I don't understand it. And let me tell you something, my dear audience. I resisted so much on that phone call. I probably talked to about 7 people that evening. And there were people that I flowed with, and there were people that I resisted only because of the explanation. And they talk slow, and we understand, and they explain. And I'm telling you, after 3.5 hours, I was consciously broken. Consciously broken. See, when I claim to be a happiness specialist, the universe is going to throw in my face. The universe is going to throw in my experience, oh, you're a happiness specialist? Well, here, find peace in this. Find peace with all of the stuff that bothers you. Find peace with that. So don't think that I'm just up here preaching, audience. Don't think that I'm just up here preaching. I'm practicing every single moment. It's just that because I am the global happiness specialist. I'm gonna get the test. I'm gonna get the challenges, and I welcome. Because you know what? I want to be able to be at peace 5 hours, surrounded by people, with the questions, with the slow responses, with all of the things that are the opposite of bullet problem, get to the solution quickly, lightning speed. No, that's not what they give me. They give me all the technicians that like to explain. Well, that was our happy day. That was our happy Father's Day. Oh, you know what? Let me just say one more thing. This is another thing that happened, real life. So I'm driving down a two-highway road, and I know one of the things that subtracts from happiness is rushing, and I've told you that before. So no rushing. If you eliminate rushing, if you just eliminate that, you will be happier, and that'll be a practice. No more rushing forever. And on this particular day, I had a class that I was teaching, an exercise class, and this is another one of my tests. And in order for me to not rush, I've got to prepare and leave at least a half hour early, especially when it only takes me 15 minutes to get there. But leave with plenty of time, just in case somebody's in front of me that's driving like a grandmother. And let me strike that, because some grandmothers drive really fast. I know if I'm ever going to be a grandmother, I'm going to be driving really fast. But I digress. So I was able to pass. You know how there's a line that you can pass cars? So I was able, there was an opening for me to pass, and I passed because not feeling the driving slow, and I needed to hurry a little bit. Now, as I speed up to pass this driver that was really going slow, actually slower than the speed limit, but that's not the point, going slow, when I pass the driver, I get a honk, a laying on the horn. And it wasn't a happy laying, it was an angry lay on the horn beep. Why are you people getting angry at other people just because? Why are you people getting angry at someone else, especially on the road? If you are getting angry and you blame it on a driver or the way somebody else is driving, I got to tell you, people, it's not them. You were angry before you got into that car. Because you know that there are times when you're not rushing and you are cool and you are chill and you're just driving and easy and it's a cool, cool vibe and you're just driving and okay, you don't care. It doesn't matter what time you get there. There's no specific schedule. When you're in that mode, you're not going to get angry. Well, let me scratch that. I don't know what you're going to do. But what I'm saying is, don't think that the people that you're honking at, especially if you're angry, and don't think that they are the cause of your anger. I'm here to tell you were angry before you got into the car. So you see why I don't talk to people. You see why I don't socialize with people, because what I teach is not popular. Who wants to put all the blame on themselves, especially for their own anger? That's a big one. All right, Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday. Happy Father's Day 2018. Every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RLNorrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. Thanks for all the likes on my Instagram. YouTube channel, you can go to YouTube and just search Rebecca Norrington. I put up a couple more videos. It was the book signing that was in Oregon last year in October. Reality Spirituality, my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and or Lulu, LULU.com. My second book, which I am writing now, Program for Unhappiness, listen, that book is going to be, whoo, Lord, I'm going to be stepping on so many toes on that one because it's not going to be a popular belief. I'm telling you right now, I know it's not easy to look in the mirror and say you're responsible for everything, all of your emotions, all of your feelings, it's all on your shoulders. That's not an easy thing to do. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You're listening to Reality Spirituality with Rebecca Norrington. Yay! Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Happy Father's Day. Love you all. Have a great week. Have a conscious week. Be conscious. Grow. Do something different. Change your perspective. Okay, I'm going to stop preaching. Reality Spirituality.
Yeah. It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.